This is Laser Brody speaking to you from the Holy Land of Israel with episode number 3 of Emunah Beams. Today we're going to talk about what it means to feel the love. There's nothing in the world more gratifying, more satisfying than feeling true love. What does it mean to feel love? It means that you think day and night about the one you love. You can't get him or her out of your mind. And the more you think about the one you love, the more you feel the love. And when you feel the love, it overrides every other emotion, positive, negative. There's nothing else. It's only the love of Hashem. This is what we say when we say Kriya Shema, our dedication of faith. Our dedication of faith, where does it come from? How can somebody be dedicated to anything? You can be dedicated only out of love. So we say Kriya Shema, we say Ve'ahavta et Hashem Elokecha. You should love the Lord your God. You know what it means to love Hashem? It means that we think about Hashem day and night. We contemplate every heartbeat. We contemplate every breath. All the magnificent favors that Hashem does for us. And you know what happens? King David says, Hashem Tzilcha. Hashem acts as a shadow. Hashem says, my beloved daughter, my beloved son, you love me. Oh, you're going to get it right back. And even without that, Hashem is the greatest loving parent, much more than the most compassionate loving parent. But why does Hashem hide himself? Hashem hides himself so we look for him. But as soon as we look for Hashem, as soon as we seek out Hashem, there's no more histerponim, like they say in Hebrew. There's no more isolation. There's no more. Hashem doesn't hide anyone, doesn't conceal himself. No more concealment. And how do you break through the concealment, the dark walls of darkness in the diaspora? Have you ever tried going outside or going in a room who's all alone and sit down, light a candle, or drink a cup of herb tea or a cup of dry red wine, and you stop and think and you say, Hashem, I love you. Hashem, I love you. Hashem, I love you. 3 times, tell Hashem how much you love him. You know what's going to happen? You're going to feel a warmth all over your body. You'll feel it back. King David says, Karov Hashem l'chol korov, l'chol asher yekur be'emes. Hashem is close to anyone that calls him, in truth. So if you call Hashem, I want to feel you. Not that you're testing Hashem. Okay, Hashem, if you're there, that's not the way. That's not love. That's not love. Love, if you want to develop the love, want to nurture the love, turn to Hashem and love. Stop and think gratitude brings a person to love. Stop thinking of gratitude. And when you have that love, the emunah comes automatically, the faith in Hashem. Of course you have faith in someone you love, absolute faith. And you feel Hashem's presence. So people say, where's Hashem? I don't feel Hashem. You see people in Western society. You know why they don't feel Hashem? You certainly can't feel love of Hashem if you don't have a relationship with Hashem. So how do we build a relationship with Hashem? It's like we build any other relationship through speech, through communication. So take out a minute today. Talk to Hashem. Tell Hashem you love him. Tell Hashem you want to feel his love. And you certainly will feel the love. And you want more of us that feel the love. Hashem is going to give us big reasons to love him. He's going to give us Mashiach Tzidkenu and our rebuilt holy temple in Jerusalem. Speed in our days. Amen. Every blessing.